total forgiveness of everything I've done wrong. You know, even if there was no such thing as heaven, and of course there is, it would be worth it receiving this benefit just so you could go through life with a clear conscience and not carry guilt and shame and regret and remorse all your life. God doesn't want you going around feeling guilty. He doesn't want you walking around feeling resentment or remorse or shame. One of the things Jesus Christ came to do is total forgiveness of everything I've done wrong.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called He Did It All For You. In these lessons, Rick looks at the life-changing significance of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's big plans for me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, He Did It All For You.
I have to admit that when I was a kid, I didn't understand the phrase Good Friday. I mean, what's so good about it? On the day that Jesus Christ is arrested, he's deprived of water and sleep for 24 hours. He's beaten. He's tortured. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They scourge him with 39 stripes times 9. They crucify him and they murder him. What's so good about Good Friday? Well, it certainly wasn't good for Jesus. But I didn't understand the benefits of what Jesus Christ was doing on the cross. That what he was doing it for me. He was doing it for you. The problem is I did not understand the benefits that make Good Friday such good news to us. Not to him, but to us. Now the Bible says this in Hebrews chapter 12. Why don't you pull out your message notes if you haven't? They're in your bag. And it says, He did it all for you. And at the top of those message notes, Hebrews chapter 12 in the Bible says this. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, who leads us and makes our faith complete. He endured the shame of being nailed to a cross because he knew, this is important, because he knew that later on he would be glad that he did. Why in the world was Jesus glad for going through all that suffering, pain, torment, torture, and death? A humiliating death. Because of all the benefits that it would bring to you and that it would bring to me. I read an article a few weeks back talking about people who had inherited a massive fortune but kept on living in poverty because nobody had decided to tell them what they had inherited. Imagine that. If all of a sudden you inherited millions or even $1 billion and you didn't have anybody tell you that you had inherited, you could go through life living at a level less than you were intended to live. Or just suppose, let's say you had an incurable terminal disease and somebody invents the cure for it. Oh, but they forget to tell you. And you would die arbitrarily, unnecessarily, sooner than you normally would. If you don't know the benefits of why Jesus died on Good Friday, you're going to miss them. You're going to miss all the benefits that God intended for you in this life. You know, years ago, Kay and I, when the kids were little, bought an insurance policy, life insurance policy on both of us, and I learned a new term. It is the term death benefits. And in the life insurance policy, it says that when I die or Kay died, that our kids and even our grandkids would get a certain amount of money. That's called a death benefit. It's called a death benefit because you only get it after a death. What I want us to do tonight for just a couple minutes is look at the death benefits to you of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Because if you don't know the benefits, you certainly can't enjoy them. Jesus paid for these benefits with his life, so you ought to go ahead and collect them, because they've already been paid for. Now, I went through the scriptures, went through the whole Bible, and I discovered there are at least, by my count, at least 60 benefits, personal benefits to your life of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for you. Tonight, I just want to go through three. Just three of them. Three of the 60. And let me just give them to you, and then we'll look at them. One of the benefits is total forgiveness. Another one of the benefits is deep healing. And another benefit is real freedom. Total forgiveness, deep healing, real freedom. The first death benefit of Jesus dying on the cross is total forgiveness. So write this down. Total forgiveness of everything I've ever done wrong. Total forgiveness of everything I've done wrong.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called He Did It All For You. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And a great way to do that is with a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. This 223-page, hardcover, full-color, beautifully illustrated children's Bible includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids get the most from God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps readers, young and old, understand the Word of God so that they can begin to discover God's great purposes for their lives. You'll see their eyes light up as they really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce grade school-age children to God's everlasting truths. Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this beautifully designed resource, so don't wait. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
So let's get right into it. It's just the very first one. Number one, if you want to write this down, the first death benefit of Jesus dying on the cross is total forgiveness. So write this down. Total forgiveness of everything I've ever done wrong. Total forgiveness of everything I've done wrong. You know, even if there was no such thing as heaven, and of course there is, but even if there weren't, it would be worth it receiving this benefit just so you could go through life with a clear conscience and not carry guilt and shame and regret and remorse all your life. God doesn't want you going around feeling guilty. He doesn't want you walking around feeling resentment or remorse or regret or shame. One of the things Jesus Christ came to do is total forgiveness of everything I've ever done wrong. Look at what the Bible says. This is not what I say. Colossians chapter 2. God wiped out the charges and canceled the record of all the times we've disobeyed God's commandments. And for some of us, that's a pretty long list. There's a long record there. Jesus took our guilt on his own body. And read this aloud with me. And nailed it to the cross. Can you imagine getting a call tonight? You go home from this service. Somebody calls up and says, Mr. So-and-so or Miss or Mrs. So-and-so, somebody has decided to show you grace, and we have just canceled every debt that you have. you'd be celebrating it. This is what Jesus Christ has done for you. He paid the debt that you couldn't pay. He paid for everything you've ever done wrong, every mistake, every sin, every faux pas, every weakness, everything that you have done wrong, every word, every thought, every action, is that I came to give you total forgiveness of everything you've ever done wrong. Look at the next verse. Ephesians 1:7. In Christ we are set free by the blood of his death. And so we have forgiveness of sins because of God's rich grace. Let me give you another metaphor. What if you had committed a crime so heinous that they put you in prison for life with no possibility of parole, and you think, I'm never getting out? But what if the day before you were to go into prison for a life sentence, somebody walked up and says, you know, I love you, and I'm going to take your place, and I'm going to serve your sentence for you. That's what Jesus Christ did. Now, he says he gives us freedom, he gives us forgiveness, and he sets us free because of God's rich grace. What is grace? Grace just means it's a gift. You'll never earn this. You'll never deserve this. You can't bargain for it. You can't bribe God for it. You can't, you know, be good enough to get it. Grace is when God gives you what you need, not what you deserve. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be standing here. And if you got what you deserved in life, you wouldn't be sitting where you are. Everything that God has done in your life is because of his grace. Because of his grace. And the next verse says, Romans 4:25, Jesus was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised from the dead to make us right with God. Now notice, he dies on the cross not for his sin, because he didn't have any. He's the Son of God. He's perfect. He has never sinned. So why is he dying? He's not dying for his sins. He's dying for our sins. And the first benefit is when I accept what he does on the cross, I get total forgiveness of everything I've ever done wrong. But that's not all. Most of you have heard that one. Christ died for my sins. Did you know there are many others? I said about 60 other benefits. Let me just give you a couple of other ones. Number two, the second death benefit we get at the death of Christ is deep healing. Write this down. I get healing power. I get the healing power of Jesus in my life. Now, friends, I don't know if you realize this or not, but we all need healing in different areas of our lives. We all need healing. I'm not just talking about physical healing, because that's not your deepest wounds. The deepest wounds of your life are not physical. The deepest wounds in your life, nobody can see. We can see a handicap. We can see a defect. We can see a back that's out or a leg that's not right. We can see when people have to wear glasses like I do. But the deepest wounds in your life and the deepest wounds in my life, they're hidden. Nobody can see them, but God can see them. And he sent Jesus to not only forgive your sins, but to heal your deepest wounds. I want to spend a little bit more time on this one. 1 Peter, the Bible says, chapter 2, Jesus personally took our sins in his body on the cross, so that we could die to the grip of sin in our lives and be free, you might circle that, be free to live in the right way. You are healed by his wounds. Now, what in the world does that mean? When the Bible says, I'm healed, you're healed by his wounds. What in the world does that mean? Well, Jesus died not just to forgive your sins and not just to save you into heaven. Jesus died to heal you too. I didn't say that. The Bible says it. You are healed by his wounds. Actually, Peter, who's writing this book in the Bible, is quoting a guy from the Old Testament. There's a guy named Isaiah who lived 700 years before Christ, and he's predicting what would happen when the Savior of the world, the quote, Messiah, comes to earth. And in the next verse, this is what was said 700 years earlier. But he, talking about Jesus, he was wounded and crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace, and he was whipped so that we could be healed. There it is again. What's he talking about here? Well, friends, this is called redemptive suffering. It's when you suffer not because you deserve it. It's when you suffer for the behalf of somebody else. When you take on pain to prevent somebody else from having that pain, that's called redemptive suffering. And exhibit A of redemptive suffering, taking on somebody else's pain so they don't have to carry it, is Jesus Christ. And he says, he's crushed for our sins, beaten for our peace, whipped so we could be healed. Now let's talk about this for a second. When God made the world, there wasn't any suffering in the world. There wasn't any sadness in the world. There wasn't any sorrow in the world. There wasn't any death in the world. It was called the Garden of Eden. It was a perfect paradise. And why? Because there was no sin in it. We hadn't rebelled against God. It was a perfect environment. No sin, sorrow, suffering, sadness, sickness. That's the original state. But when we rebelled, and we basically thumbed our nose to God, and every one of us has done this, said, I'm going to be God. I'm going to do what I want to do. I know what God says to do, but I'm going to do what I want to do. I think I know better. I know what will make me happy more than God knows what will make me happy. As a result, we broke the system. Everything is broken on this planet today. Nothing on this planet works perfectly. Nothing. Everything's broken. The weather's broken. The economy is broken. Political systems are broken. I don't know if you've noticed this. Your body's broken. You notice it doesn't always work right? It doesn't work the way you want it to, and you have aches and pains? Relationships are broken. That's an obvious one. Dreams are broken. Hearts are broken. You ever been heartbroken? Yeah. Minds are broken with mental illness and stress and strife and all kinds of pressures in our minds. Finances are broken. Every different area is broken. Philosophers call this the fall of man. That nothing's perfect in the world anymore. And the Bible says that Jesus, God's Son, came to earth to start restoring what was broken. And he doesn't want to just restore a broken relationship between you and God. He wants to restore everything. He wants to restore broken creation. He wants to restore broken relationships. He wants to restore broken minds and hearts and bodies. And he cares about it all. Now, it's not going to be completed until he returns one day. But this is why healing was such a prominent part in Jesus' ministry. If you've ever read the Bible, you can't read about Jesus without reading about one healing after another. In fact, look at the next verse. The Bible says this about Jesus. Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in the Jewish synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. One-third of Jesus' ministry was health care. Why? Because God doesn't just care about your soul and getting it to heaven. God cares about your mind and your body and your soul. Your mind and your body and your soul. And so he does preaching, that's for your soul. He does teaching, that's education for your mind. And he does healing, which is why he cares about health. Christianity is a preaching, teaching, and healing faith. You go to any country in the world, the first school and the first hospital were started by Christian missionaries. Why? Because we have a teaching, preaching, and healing faith. Most people don't realize that we invented the hospital. Not the government, the church invented the hospital. Why? Because we have a preaching, teaching, and healing faith. And God says, I don't just care about your soul. Yeah, I care about it, but I want you to be healthy. And I want you to be whole, and I want you to be healed. Now, we know that not everything is healed on this earth right now. Some of the greatest saints who ever lived, the most godly men, most godly women that ever lived, lived an entire life of chronic pain. And not every prayer gets answered on this planet. You know that. I know that. I've prayed for some people to be healed, and they have. I've prayed for some people to get well, and they have. I've prayed for others, and they didn't. Some people I prayed for and they died. But God says over 20 times in the Bible, I want you to ask. It's his job to decide which he's going to answer and not. And he's got all of eternity. One day when you get to heaven, everybody's body is going to be healed. You're going to get a brand new one. But on this side of death, not every prayer is answered for healing, but on God has all of eternity to fulfill his promises. Now here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that all of creation is groaning. It's waiting to be restored, because creation's been broken by mankind's sin. We can see that in all kinds of economic or ecological catastrophes. Here's what the Bible says about that. Look up here on the screen. Not only is creation waiting for restoration, but we are also, you and me, are waiting with pain inside us. I wonder what your pain is. Now, God has given us His Spirit as the first part of His promise to us. But we're waiting for the day when God will finish making us His own children, which means that our bodies will be made free. They're going to be healed ultimately, eventually, eternally. But for now, God's Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. He says, no, not everybody, not everything's going to get healed right now, but it will be ultimately, it will be eventually. And in the meantime, God helps us in our weaknesses. And God didn't always heal us, but He always gives us His presence. The Bible says the power of the Lord was present for Jesus to heal the sick. Now let me ask you, let's just get real personal. Where do you need healing? I've discovered after talking to so many people, I think the healthiest emotion that people have is the attitude of gratitude. It'll do more for your life than anything else. Being grateful, being thankful. But I'm also just as convinced that the most detrimental emotion in your life is bitterness.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in the neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help the kids in your life get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And we're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible and includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this great resource, so contact us today. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.